What is up, you guys? This is Sarah the Antagonist, and I know I've been missing for a little while, but I've been really trying to focus on my Instagram shit. So most of my time has been going over there, trying to grow my following over there. So I apologize for not being around. I promise I have not forgotten about you guys. There is a couple episodes I could do. I could do the episode that I promised Golden about the end of Baki. But I have to rewatch it because I watched it like a week or so ago. So rewatching would probably be nice. And what else? Like, there's a lot of shit I could do. There's a lot of shit going on. But when I'm in the shower, it's going to be a little weird, so bear with me. When I'm in the shower, I like to watch YouTube videos. So I put it over where the water can't reach. I wash myself while I watch a YouTube video. Because I'm big on YouTube because I get all my information from YouTube and podcasts and shit like that, right? And something that a video that I was watching that I stumbled up upon was a video about Ben Askren. And he is the next big shit in MMA. And I don't think I've even mentioned him before. So right now I'm going to give you guys my opinion on Ben Askren, all right? Now, he is a Olympic fucking level wrestler. We all know that wrestling is highly praised in the MMA community. Wrestling and BJJ and all kinds of grappling, right? Because if you can control a guy on the ground, you don't have to fucking fight. You don't have to strike. You just gotta take the motherfucker down and you can win. So Ben Askren has, I think, an 18-win record, undefeated, and he retired from, I don't know if it was Bellator or one, a different, not UFC, it was a different company that he was fighting for, but he had an 18 fight winning streak and he retired. He came to the UFC after being given the opportunity to fight the best in the world because, well, that's why everyone knows what the UFC is, because it is the best in the world, hands down. Is where all the best fighters are. So Ben Askren, being a very competitive person, he knows this and he wants to basically to prove himself because he's a big shit talker, right? Big shit talker. But because he was the undefeated champion in another organization, he can't really back up his claims of being the best in the world, right? So, what does this mean? This means that Ben Askren is going to start his UFC debut. I believe it's this week. Could be wrong, but I believe he's starting his UFC debut this week. And here's what I think about the guy. He's goofy looking, right? But that doesn't matter. He's a fighter. It doesn't fucking matter what you look like. I just wanted to mention that. He's kind of goofy looking. And if you see his college pictures, he was even weirder. He had a big ass fucking fro. I don't know. It's funny. It gave me a chuckle. But I don't like how much shit he talks. And I understand Conor McGregor talks shit. Everybody talks shit. It's a part of the sport. It's part of being a fighter. I completely understand that. If I was a professional fighter, I would probably talk shit too. If the person came at me in a very humble manner, I'd be very humble and accepting to that energy. If somebody wanted to start running their mouth, guess what? I was fucking born in that shit. I can run my fucking mouth. Trust me. But he instigates it. He. I don't know. I just don't like the way he portrays himself. And like I said, he could be right. But just the fights I've seen, he just grapples the person to the ground and ground and pounds and stuff. And it's not, I mean, I get it. It's a win. It's kind of like Floyd Mayweather's boxing is very evasive. It's the same shit. He doesn't really, he doesn't stand and fight. He's been called a very fucking boring fighter by Dana White. Dana White's pretty fucking blunt. So yeah, his fights aren't maybe the most fun to watch. But I mean, he is a champion. It's a champion coming over to the UFC. And he's just calling everybody out. And I don't know. I don't like the guy. To be completely honest, I don't like the guy. I don't want him to have an undefeated record in the UFC. I don't want him to show up to the UFC and just mop the floor with everybody. There's a lot of fucking people in the UFC that I would rather see be victorious and successful than this guy. But I could be 100% wrong. He could back all his shit talking up. But he just doesn't look. I mean, if you look at the guy, he has a dad bod. And is that genetics? Is that the fact that maybe he's not in as like top physical condition as a lot of other fighters? I don't know. Most fighters look pretty fucking fit, and he just has a dad bod. So I don't know. It could just be genetics, and that's just, he's kind of fucked with those genetics. He's still in amazing shape. I don't know, but he's in his 30s. I think he's 34. It said, I'm not sure. I believe he's 34. He's getting up there, and he's wanting to just start competing with these like crazy athletes at 34. Yes, he's a great wrestler. There's a lot of great wrestlers. They get fucking pieced up in the UFC. Do I sound like a hater? Yeah, I'll admit it. I'm fucking hating right now. I just want Robbie Lawler to fuck him up. Robbie Lawler is a striker. I don't know much about Robbie Lawler. You guys know that I'm still barely getting my feet wet back into the current UFC. And I mean, you guys know the UFC is always ever changing. So if you're out of the game for a little bit, then you miss a lot of shit. So I'm just starting to catch up. Robbie Lawler, my prediction, I want him to knock Ben Askren the fuck out so he can just retire and bounce. Because if he loses his debut in the UFC, then that means his whole goal is done. He's going to the UFC to prove that he is the best in the world. If he shows up and loses instantly, yeah, bro, you're kind of done. He might as well retire, because he's Ben Askren has stated that a lot of fighters fight past their prime. He stated that he is past his prime. So in his prime, he might have been able to do something, but right now I don't think he can. Like, I haven't seen him fight, obviously, in a while. So I don't know what kind of shape he's in. This is all just my hatingness, my haterade oozing out of me onto Ben Askren. I'm admitting it, guys. I am man enough to say I'm fucking hating on this dude. He pisses me off. I just don't like his demeanor. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like his shit talking. Nothing. Just don't like the dude. Robbie Lawler, fuck this motherfucker up. Drop this motherfucker. Because Robbie Lawler is a big dude. Pretty fucking fit. Hopefully, that's what happens. If not, then we might have another fucking monster coming into the UFC and just fucking wreaking havoc. He's pretty fucking confident. I'll give him that. He is hella fucking confident. He legitimately shows no fear against anybody out here. Is that some false confidence? Is it ignorance? Or is this guy actually gonna back it up? We're about to fucking find out. We'll see how easily or how hard of a time he has against Robbie Lawler. If he just mops the floor with Robbie Lawler in the first round, he might be onto something. Ben Askren might be able to back this shit up. But if he has a tough time with Robbie Lawler, then shit, we're going to see how well he does when he goes up the rankings. But yeah, that's all I had to say. Oh, also, one last thing. What was his fucking name? There's another fighter that's just coming up. And I watched a video on this dude, and this guy is insane. O'Malley. What the fuck was his first name? Sean Sugar something O'Malley. His nickname is Sugar. But kind of like Sugar Shane Mosley kind of thing. It's something Sugar O'Malley. I forgot his first name. You guys got to check this dude out. This guy is insane. His fight IQ is so high. For those of you that don't know what fight IQ is, basically like your fight intelligence, like your ability to, like, it's like your IQ is your intelligence. Your fight IQ is what they consider like fighters that are just so smart when they fight. They're able to kind of kind of analyze the fight and piece things apart, notice things, do little things here and there that regular, like a regular fighter wouldn't do or notice. If you have a high fight IQ, you're basically above average at your just natural intelligence towards fighting. But anyways, this dude, his fight IQ is insane. Like, the way he does a lot of feints to set up certain punches, and I don't know. I think his knockout, he has three or four fights in the UFC. And he was the Ultimate Fighter champion recently. I don't know how recent, because if he has three fights in the UFC, he's probably been in the UFC for a couple years. But this guy's insane. I think it was his championship fight in the Ultimate Fighter. He's standing there, and I'm telling you, this dude just throws an effortless, I don't know why I can't say that word, effortless punch. And that's crazy, I said it right after I said I couldn't say it, whatever. He does this effortless punch, like it's a right cross, I believe. But his hands are down, he just walks up to the dude, bam, right cross, and drops him instantly. But he kind of like touches him with the left hand. I'm guessing he did that to kind of gauge his distance. And bam, just fucking knocked this dude out. Both of their guards were down, everything. Punch just came out of nowhere. It looks like he wasn't even trying. Like, the dude didn't dodge it. He didn't defend it. Nothing. He just whack, dropped him. This kid's a knockout artist. He's legit. Y'all gotta check this dude out. Sugar O'Malley. What the fuck is his first name? Sean? Sugar Sean O'Malley or some shit? I don't know. Check him out. If you put in Sugar O'Malley, he'll pop up. And y'all can tell me his fucking first name because I'm fucking it up. But check the dude out. Ben Askren, hope you get your ass beat. If the fight's this week, hopefully I'll get to watch it. But we'll see. All right, this has been Cyril the Antagonist, bitches. Out.